Christ. Amen.
Lou needed help. She couldn't deny it any longer. It was affecting her relationships. Her marriage had ended in divorce 5 years earlier. Then she alienated her son, Joseph, and her daughter, Joy, both of whom had moved out in the last year. She hardly saw them anymore. Now she had hurt her best friend, Carol. All Carol had done was suggest that Lou get some counseling. But Carol was right. Lou knew that her life was coming apart at the seams. She couldn't help herself. She was all torn up inside. Finally, Lou went to a Christian counselor that had been recommended by Carol's pastor. The counselor helped her come to grip with the divisions in her life, the fractures within herself. He helped her to see that she had some psychological problems, and the cause of them, well, that was some traumatic events that had happened to her many years ago, before she even came to America. He also read a Bible passage for her. It was the words that Jesus spoke to his disciples. Jesus said, "Peace I leave with you. My peace I give you." The words sounded strange to Lou, strange but intriguing. She didn't know much about Christianity. She had grown up in a Buddhist family, but never really had practiced any kind of religion during her adult life. She decided to talk to Carol about this. Maybe this was just what she needed. Peace for a troubled heart. What is peace? The Christmas carols that we sing tonight, we sing about peace on earth, just as the angels did. It comes from verse 14 of our gospel reading, where the angels say, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace among those with whom He is pleased." Peace means the absence of hostilities. Peace calls attention, therefore, to the friction that already exists between people. There could be no peace if there weren't hostilities in the first place, it seems. And ironically, this verse that we read earlier, well, this verse gives rise to conflict among the translators. You may have heard it in the King James Version. "And on earth, peace, goodwill among men." Later translators take it this way: "And on earth, peace among those with whom He is pleased." Either way, this verse emphasizes that it is not human goodwill that brings God's peace. God's grace brings His peace. It's not that divine peace can be bestowed only where human goodwill already exists. No, it's that at the birth of the Savior, our Savior, God's peace rests on those whom He has chosen. And peace, as the absence of hostilities or the cessation of hostilities, also calls to attention the conflict that's within people. Let Lou be our example of that tonight. So what of peace other than the absence of conflict? We hear peace and the blessing that God told Aaron to bestow on the people, to place His name on the people, saying, "May the Lord shine His face upon you and give you peace." It's a familiar part of the end of our worship services. And we hear the prophet Isaiah, as Anne read earlier, foretell of the coming of the one who will be called Wonderful Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of peace, peace. So it's out of this rich historical Old Testament background that Jesus says to his disciples, "Peace I leave with you. My peace I give you. I do not give you as the world gives you. Do not let your heart be troubled, and do not be afraid." Just like the angel said. Do not be afraid. Jesus tells his disciples this because he knows that they're going to face trouble. He knows that they're going to face conflict. He knows that they're going to be afraid. He knows that you face conflict in your lives. He knows that many times you are afraid too as you face trouble. So he announces to you the same as he announces to his disciples, this assurance. He says, "I have told you these things so that in me you will have peace," Jesus says. "In this world you will have trouble, but take heart. I have overcome the world. For a world that is marred by violence, for families that are riven by friction and division, for individuals who are torn apart by their own inner conflict, Jesus, this baby born in Bethlehem, is peace. At long last, peace is personified in the Son of God, Jesus Christ our Lord." Few maladies affect us more widely than conflict. It's an inseparable element of our differences as human beings, I guess. Inevitably, those differences that we have, what make us unique, also give rise to conflict. We are conflicted people inside, as evidenced by the fact that so many of our relationships become dysfunctional. Marriages become fractious. Families feud. Even friendships can become antagonistic. There's conflict in our streets, in our workplaces, in our schools, in our homes, even in our churches. Disharmony is everywhere. And it affects the relationships between people, between groups of people. You see it every day. And not all discord is external. Conflicts affect people in their psyches as well. You see, we carry within us these seeds of friction, these seeds which often go undetected for a while. But these seeds of friction cause these fractures. Fractures that can lead to a psychological breakdown, like it did in the case of Lou. Sometimes that could even lead to fractures of personality, multiple personality disorders. That's what happened to Lou. Her internal distress brought to ruin all of her relationships. It made her situation more than she could bear. And into this world, into Lou's world, into your world and mine, comes the Word of God, which says, "For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder, and his name shall be called Wonderful Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace." What Lou didn't know was that her own internal disharmony was only a hint of a greater, much more vexing problem that she had, a split between her and her God. Her relationship problems were only a reflection of a much more serious breach, an image of her separation from her Creator. We all have cut ourselves off from our God by our own sinful nature. We are a fractious people. We're bent on cutting ourselves off from the one who created us. As a result, we cut ourselves off from each other. We're unable to get along with each other because we are unable to get along with God. The real source of friction in our lives is our contention with God. And so it's remarkable. It's amazing that Jesus brought peace into this world filled with fractious people. How could you expect that a baby born in Bethlehem 2,000 years ago could bring peace? How would you expect that this baby born in Bethlehem would bring peace through a violent death on a cross? On a cross where he was torn away from his own Heavenly Father. On a cross where he suffered at the hands of an angry crowd. And he suffered his own internal torment the evening before, if you remember the Garden of Gethsemane, where he prayed, "Father, let this cup be taken from me, but let not my will be done, but yours." Jesus endured both that external conflict and that internal conflict in our place. So he brought about heavenly peace between our Heavenly Father and us. The peace that Christ is and the peace that Christ brings us is more than just a feeling of tranquility. Perhaps you feel that way tonight. I don't know. Perhaps not. But whether you feel it or not, Christ brings an objective state of peace, a reality that transcends our experiences and our feelings. Christ's gift of peace is like a declaration of peace between warring parties. It is real. It is objective. Even if some people on either side don't feel it. At the end of a war, at the end of a grudge, are there hard feelings? Of course there are. At the end of a conflict in your life, are there scars that one or both people bear? Do you feel at peace? As the Apostle Paul says, Christ's peace is a peace which transcends all understanding. When we feel it, if you feel it, rejoice. It's a gift from God. And when you don't feel it, when you don't feel that peace, rejoice then too. Because whether you feel it or not, you're at peace with God because of Christ. Because of that baby born in Bethlehem for you. Because he came for you to suffer all of that pain and anguish that is in your life too. To redeem you from all that pain and anguish that you've caused other people in your life. to bring peace to all the warring factions in your life. And if you feel conflicted, if you feel like you're suffering from being torn apart by other people or by yourself, Christ brings His peace to you tonight through that babe born in Bethlehem who loves you, who took on human flesh for you, who went to the cross for you, and who rose again on the third day for you. Live in that peace. Love that peace. Build your life on that peace, that objective peace. Now may the peace of God, which surpasses all human understanding, guard your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen.